Blog Talk Radio.
What up, what up, what up? This your boy, Petey Pete. Or should I just say Pete Richardson, a.k.a. Petey Pete? But just let me say, it's a great day out here. Man, every day is a good day. Some days are just better than others, man. I've been having a busy day, pretty busy day so far. Woke up this morning, had to take care of the kids. You know, they had to go to the doctors today. Then I went to work. From 3 to 7 on 104.9 The Beat. Also, had to finish a jingle I did for 104.9 The Beat, too. And that's going to be part of something that we're going to talk about today. You have to be ready for what you paid for. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready. You feel me? Also, there's a few games that was pretty exciting over the weekend. OU Sooners beating Ohio State Buckeyes. And there's a reason why I like that. I'm from Oklahoma, but majority of those coaches, including the head coach, receivers coach, defensive coach, I believe, some of the coaches that I used to play for at Texas Tech. So we're going to get into that. And also, we all know the scrutiny behind the Dallas Cowboys with Ezekiel Elliott. We're going to get into that, too. Well, right now, we're about to get into a message from Eric Thomas. You feel me?
You can't make me want what I don't want. You can't dangle something in front of my face that's, I don't want that. And many of you are taking anything because you don't know what you want. And so if I can do one thing for you when you leave this room, I don't want nothing from you but for you to leave this room and know what you want. What do you want in your marriage? What do you want with your son and your daughter? What do you want in your health? What do you want financially? Like, how much money do you want to make a year? What do you want to drive? How do you want to live? Stop just waking up like an accident. What do you want? And then once you find out what you want, spend the rest of your natural life waking up and going after it. The reason why I speak with so much passion, E.T., why do you speak with so much authority? Because I'm talking about my life, not something that I read. I ate out of trash cans. I had no business eating out of trash cans. I lived in abandoned buildings. I had no business living in abandoned buildings. But E.T., your daddy wasn't in your life. Your mom was a teenage mother. You grew up, come on, eat, look at your circle. That's not an excuse. There is no excuse for not living up to your fullest potential. No excuse. I told you, I didn't get a new daddy. I didn't get a new mama. What changed? I changed. And I stopped being a victim. I stopped saying, I've got to wait for good things to happen to me. And I said, I'm going to grind. I'm going to fight. I'm going to work. I'm going to press toward. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do everything in my power. Every single day, I'm going to do everything in my power to become a victor and not a victim. Now, let me say this before I move forward, and I can't explain it, but you better feel me. Winners win and losers lose. I can't explain it any better than that. I don't know how it happens, but winners win. And if you create a culture of losing, if you keep being a victim, if you keep letting losing happen to you, if you keep letting people do you and treat you any kind of way, it's going to become a culture. Let me tell y'all, I'm not from New Zealand, guys. Come on, listen to me very closely. I'm not from New Zealand, but I know about, let me say it this way so I can help you. I know about what team. I've never seen all black play a day in my life. I've never been to the stadium. Where's the stadium? Help me out. Where's the stadium? Okay, I'm going. See what you see what I did? I've never been to the stadium. You're like, Eric, the stadium? That's Hobbit that way, Eric. That's not the stadium. The stadium is this way. I've never been there a day in my life. And if you watch some of my videos, I have all blacks in my videos. Why? Because they're what? They're winners. And when you're a winner, you don't even stay in your own little town. When you're a winner, winning spreads. So everybody, I got videos where I'm like, y'all, I don't really know how to show my passion. Somebody said, get the all blacks. I'm like, yep, that's what I need, all blacks. Yep, I need the all blacks. I need to, why? Because they say what I'm saying. They just saying it in rugby. I don't know. I'm like, woo, that's a violent sport. Their passion is all over there. Why? Because winners win. And I can't explain it to you, but you better stop making excuses and find a way to win. Because once you start winning, you go from 1,500 to 3,000 to 5,000 to 7,000. You remember, see? From 7 to 10. Nothing changed. We're still in the basement. We don't have a building. We still use the garage for all of our products. We don't have business cards. We don't have a 5-year plan. We don't have a 3-year plan. How do you do it then, E? We wake up and grind. Winners win. I focus more on winning than I focus on structure. I focus on winning. And when you become a winner, they start seeing you with winners. You get from being a loser, low self-esteem, doubt, and fear. And if you can find your way on this side, guys, it's sweeter on this side. You know what's so funny? We want people to make guarantees to us, but we're not willing to make guarantees to ourselves. Now, for real, I'm going to say it again. Like, somebody gave you a guarantee, $30, 30-day guarantee. In 30 days, if you don't make what they told you was going to make, in 30 days, you got an attitude, you want your money back. But you've never demanded your money back from yourself. You've never looked at yourself in the mirror and said, you let you down. Until you get to that point, you let you down. You're not brave enough. You want to put it on somebody else. The reason why I'm not successful is because of my boss. Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and said, I'm not getting up on time. I'm not going to work on time. I'm not putting in 120% when I'm at work. I let me down. And when you get to the point where you can say you let you down, I don't care. Listen to me, no disrespect. I don't care about Glenn. That's not why I do what I do. And I love Glenn. I don't come here and do what I do so Glenn can affirm me, so he can give me a pat on my back. I care more about me than I care about what Glenn thinks about me. I have standards. I have values. I don't care how much you pay me. If I speak at an elementary school for $300, I chose to do that for $300. If I chose to speak at a prison for free, I chose to do that. And I will not go in there giving those prisoners less than what somebody pays me $100,000. Why? Because I value myself enough to give 120% or don't do it. And that's the problem with some of you. You always want to blame other people. You want to hold other people to the fire, but you're not holding yourself to the fire. You just said you're giving 50%. You owe you an explanation. You owe you an explanation. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you? You need to put yourself on punishment. You need to tell you no more TV, no more snacks, no more desserts, no more. No, we're working out now. No more alcohol. Not right now. No, I can't handle it right now. You need to tell you that you owe you something. Stop going back to, you keep going to the mall with the receipt. This is what y'all said it was. Glenn, you didn't do what you said you was going to do. Well, you didn't do what you were supposed to do, so how am I going to do what I'm supposed to do for you? You walk out of this room, you owe yourself. I didn't get here making excuses. So what, my father wasn't in my life? The truth of the matter is, he ain't never come into my life. So what, I'm going to wait for the rest of my life for my man to come? He ain't coming. I live in America. I'm an African-American male. They don't treat us the same. It's something called racism. I ain't going to cry about it. It's probably going to be racism to the day I die. But I'm not going to cry about it. I'm still going to be a millionaire. I'm still going to be one of the top motivational speakers in the world. No, I didn't grow up on that side of the town. No, my mama don't have no network. No, I don't know a whole lot of people. No, I'm not at a country club. No, I don't play golf, and I don't plan on playing no time soon. But I'm still going to be successful. I'm still going to get to where they are. Why? Because I owe it to myself. And can't nobody stop me but me. And you need to get rid of them excuses. And you need to stop pointing fingers at people. And you need to start pointing fingers at yourself. What did you not do?
I don't know what will, man. Stop pointing fingers at yourself. All I gotta say is, man, that's one of my favorite speeches by Eric Thomas. But we all know, man, yesterday was 9/11. There was a terrorist attack 16 years ago, 2001. I remember being in the ninth grade, and I remember whenever Muskogee High School named our gym Ron D. Milam. So what we're gonna do is pay our respects to 9/11 and to the American citizens right now. Whether if you're part of the DACA program or if you're an illegal immigrant here in America, we're going to pay some respect for everybody. Let's go. Alrighty, man. Respect America. But yeah, man, you got to be the change that you want to see. Today we're going to get into the Cowboys. We're going to get into the OU Sooners versus the Ohio State Buckeyes. And we're going to talk about, man, this new week, it's time for new opportunities. You know what I mean?
put this on my Facebook because you have to be ready for what you prayed for. A lot of people just pray and just wake up and just think that blessing gonna come to them. But you know what they say, man, faith without works is dead. So let's not be dead. Let's go work. You know what I'm saying? Let's go ahead and get a little better, man. When the opportunity comes, are you going to be ready for it? Are you going to have to go home and get ready? What if somebody pulled you off the street right now and was like, say, if you're a rapper, hey, give me 16 of your best bars right now. Not 18, not 21. Give me 16 of your best bars. If you're a comic, go ahead and give me your best material. Give me a 3-minute stand-up right now. Show me what you got. If you're trying to go get that college degree, if you're in high school right now, what's your top 3 schools? Have you got your FAFSA done? If you're in high school, you're trying to go D1. Have you worked out 2 times today? Have you worked out 3 times today? Somebody asked you to run. Let's go ahead and go out there and go run. If you're trying to get that academic scholarship, what you doing? You studying? You playing chess? Or you playing checkers with your life? Well, what you doing with yourself? You trying to do radio? What you doing? How many stories you coming up with a day? Are you just copying and pasting what most people do, screenshotting and putting it up on their social media, acting like you're a comedian? What you doing? What you doing with yourself? You have some opportunities and burn them yourself? What you doing with yourself? Don't point your finger at nobody else. Just point your finger at yourself. Because when somebody gives you an opportunity, if you ain't taking advantage of the opportunity, it's going to end up bringing that person down as well. So what you doing with yourself? Don't be trying to get mad and get all buttered up just because you done burnt that bridge. That's what's wrong with these young people nowadays. And people my age as well, you know what I'm saying? To each his own. You're not as old as you are. You're only as old as you feel. Some people feel real petty. Some people know they're real petty. And you know what I'm saying? To each his own. But some people is real professional and some people is not real professional. To each his own. You know what I'm saying? Which type of person are you? Are you the person that's going ahead and point your finger at somebody else, or you just go ahead and point your finger at yourself so you can go ahead and go out there and get through there? And I'm talking about new week, new opportunities, man. You know what I'm saying? This week, well, it's actually last week, I was approached by my program director and was like, hey, I'm going to send you this email and I want you to come up with this jingle for this stuff. You know, so I was just like, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and get it done. So let's get it done. And you know what I'm saying? It took me a week to get it done, but I got it done. It took me a minute, but I got it done. So what I got to say about that, you know, I was ready for the opportunity that I prayed for. And it's tough sometimes. It's tough. You know what I mean? Because you got so much stuff going on, but then you got to sit back and let your thoughts and just be like, you know what? I prayed for this. So what? I'm tired. Just like today, man, we had doctor's visits. I had a job. I had to go coach the Little League team. And now I'm here. You know what I'm saying? I was thinking, man, I'm tired. I was like, you know what? Man, I can't be working all day, every day for somebody else. But when it's time for me, I'm tired. What type of stuff is that? What type of stuff is that? You work all day for somebody else who could take something from you and will not give it to your kids. That'll be the reason why they won't give it to your kids. They're going to be like, oh, no, your daddy wasn't really a good worker, so we're not going to hire you. Same thing in football. Oh, your dad or your cousin, your uncle played for me 20 years ago, but we know he wasn't worth the crap, so we ain't going to do nothing for you. So why go work for somebody else? Get them all your blood, sweat, and tears. But when it's time to work for yourself, you tired. Don't point the finger at somebody else. Point the finger at yourself. So that's what I had to do to myself today. Point the finger at myself and say, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and get up on the radio. I'm going to soar every day. I'm not just going to preach about it. I'm going to live it. I'm going to be about it. You know what I'm saying? So, man, after I finished that jingle, you know what? They loved it. They loved it. Send it off to corporate. You know what I mean? I've only been in radio for approximately 2 years professionally, going on my 3rd year. I've been number one every single time. Did that come easy? No. They didn't make me like this. They just found me like this. I was ready. Boy, I've been ready. Like my dad told me he was coming to my house to come and get me. He didn't show up. Valuable lesson, man. I had to grow up. That's actually Drizzy Drake right there. But you know what I'm saying? But I was ready. You know, they sent it off to corporate, and now what? Who knows? Sky's the limit. Sky's the limit. I saw the other day, somebody told me in Lubbock, can't nobody make it out of Lubbock, man. It's just like a crab in a barrel. And I'm starting to see that, man. People who you try to help out will come out, try to turn their back on you because they didn't take advantage of that opportunity. people tell you, oh, man, you know, just like an example, somebody tell you, man, don't mess with that girl, man. Don't mess with that girl. She trouble. And that's from females, you know what I'm saying? Some female and some dudes like, nah, don't mess with him. I heard about him. Or your brother can tell you, nah, man, I see him with a different chick every week. You know what I'm saying? But they're like, oh, that's my style. That's my style. You know what I'm saying? That's what I like. Sometimes that's what you like. That's your style. The reason why you keep starting over. Maybe that's what you like, but maybe that's not what you need. Maybe that's something that don't make you feel so secure within yourself. People want to always go about what they see on TV. Oh, he look like Future. Oh, he dressed like Kanye West. Oh, she got a booty like Kim K. Even though she ain't going to be with you for a day, she might be with you while you got some money. But soon as that money is gone, where do you think she go? To the next baller. And then there's some of these chicks that's running around here that they just want to be married, just want to have kids. You know what I'm saying? And then, man, you know, just go with your gut feeling. Some people, they just want to have kids. It don't matter who they with. Some people just want to get married. It don't matter who they get married to. But they just want, they in love with the idea, in love with the idea of having a kid. They in love with the idea of being married. So then they get married, and then they want to come out and say, oh, we're getting a divorce after 1 year. But you don't want to be married. You just love the idea. Marriage outside of life is one of the hardest things to do. If you're not committed, it's not going to work. And I haven't even been married for that long. But I can sit here and say this. We would have been over if this something that me and her didn't want. So we worked at it. That honeymoon stage is over. When you broke, it ain't no honeymoon stage. You know what I'm saying? You get married, and it's right back to your everyday life. You might go stay a night in a hotel or something. Some people might go on a cruise or something for a couple of days to come back. Then what? You got to love that person, just like you got to love what you do. But that don't mean you got to love what you do with that. You know what I'm saying? New week, new opportunities, new perspective. You got to be the change that you want to see. And as far as the marriage people, be as good as you want your business partners to be. Be as good as you want your wife to you to be to her. You know what I'm saying? And that's all I mean by that. You know what I mean? New week, new opportunities, new perspective. It's like, now I used to interview former Texas Tech players, in which I have an announcement about that. I used to end in, but then I started interviewing different trainers. Because without the trainers, there's no Texas Tech play. There's no anyone. All the players that you see playing D1 football, playing whatever sports it is, they wouldn't be nothing without the trainers, the athletic staff, the advisors, people who probably put more time in than them. Because before you get, all my D1 players, all players can account to this. Before you get there, who's there? The people that's going to give you rehab, taping your ankles, who's there? Right before you step out and go to practice, who's there? The equipment people. So if you're being a jerk to them, your athletic career is only going to last as long as it allows you to play. You know what I'm saying? So if you're a jerk to them, after your playing years and stuff, you might need them. And then what? Yeah, so what? You was cool for 3 or 4 years, maybe 5. You was cool. Walking around with your chest all out, head held out, only because you got a name on the front of your jersey that you worked hard for, but you don't know that's only one chapter of your life. So never be too good to be a nice person. You know what I'm saying? Be humble, stay humble, and go get it. You know what I'm saying? Sports is only a chapter of your life. And that's why you can't get caught up in just being that sport, especially if you're a minority. Because after that sport is over, I'm sorry, everybody ain't going to look at you the same until they recognize who you are. And even if they recognize who you are, you might be working at McDonald's or something or filling out an application. But they, just by prime example, T.O., Chad Ochocinco. You know what I'm saying? I wonder how hard it is. And, man, that's just say Ray Rice. Even though I think Ray Rice is a good dude, he just made a bad choice in the elevator. Look, he still can't get in the NFL. You see what I'm saying? But just think about the everyday people. Just think about the everyday people who go to college and mess up. Think about all the people that's watching you, and you don't even know who's watching you. One thing my wife always says, you never know who's watching. So you always got to be on your P's and Q's, especially because, you know, nowadays everybody got a camera phone. You know what I mean? Everybody got that Snapchat. Whoop, whoop. Everybody can't pay their bills, but they got that Snapchat. They got their cell phone is on. Especially they just dropped a new iPhone X. People talking about, oh, I need to get that. People about to go broke. For what? To impress people you don't like? Just a stunt? Man, get up out of here. But anyways, man. But, yeah, man, I got a great opportunity coming up this week. I'm actually will be broadcasting the varsity, the Double T Varsity Club. That's where all the Texas Tech players, whether they play football, baseball, soccer, tennis, man, we all get to come to this tailgate. So I will be broadcasting starting at 4:30 on Saturday for the Texas Tech versus Arizona State Sun Devils, baby. And this started from a school assignment. Now I'm the voice of Petersburg Buffaloes. Now I'm about to be the voice of the former Texas Tech players for the Double T Varsity Club. Number one radio personality on 104.9 The Beat. Turn. And all that happened because you want to know what, man, that stuff did not come easy. Man, I was in a real dark place. Let's say 7 years ago. I can go 10 years ago. 2007. Going into 2008 when Texas Tech football had one of the best years ever. I was in that locker room. I was there. I played on that team. I helped build that team. I helped build the attitudes. I used to get up in front of the team talking like DMX. But then now the people don't remember me nowadays. I came in, Michael Crabtree took my number, got hurt, Darren Bass took my position. You're talking about being humble at a young age. And that's talking about somebody who was basically on top of the world in front of Felix Jones, doing my thing. Had the world pretty much handed to me. Broke my leg my senior year in high school. Broke my foot my freshman year in college. And then that's like we can rewind it. After my junior year of football, pulled my hamstring that same year playing baseball. And then going to that summer, I had a pseudo tumor, symptoms of a brain tumor, but no tumor was there, which came out to be I had diplopia, where I had to wear an eye patch over one of my eyes because I always saw double vision. And then going into my senior year, played four games, 67 yards away from 1,000 yards in four games, on homecoming, I broke my leg. And then in college, get to college, broke my foot. The next year, I'm up in the running for starting running back. Then what? My brain ended up messing up again. And I'm up sitting up there asking God, why? Why me? Why? Like, why you got me here if I can't even play? You see what I'm saying? Like, I was going through a dark time. Skipping class, not knowing what I want to be in life. But luckily, I met somebody by the name of Linda Kay, got me ready academically. But God got me ready for life. Took some stuff away. He took away everything. My scholarship, took away my life. Basically, all the things that I thought that mattered, he took away. But one thing he didn't take away was my soul and my love in him. Did I question him? Yeah, I'm human. Yeah, I had nothing. Went to Arkansas. Ended up getting kicked out of school, a Christian school. When I found out, man, you know, even though you're Christian don't mean you're a good person. Went back to Oklahoma with nothing. Nothing, not even 50 cents, especially not a J-O-B. Where do you think my so-called friends were? Nowhere. Had to pick myself up. I stopped pointing the finger at other people, pointing the finger at myself, prayed to God, and now look, 10 years later, number one radio personality on 104.9 The Beat. Got my own business. I'm a play-by-play broadcaster, but the stuff don't come easy. But you got to have that tunnel vision, put one step in front of the other, and keep it moving. But I'm starting to learn the people that you try to help can be the reason that you burn. You can't help out everybody because everybody not as curious as you. People don't put in that time. People can post one story, all of a sudden they're a radio DJ. Well, you got DJs that's been in the game for a long time. They might have lost that passion. You know what I mean? And that's why you just gotta shake the flies and mosquitoes off. That's what I call them. The people who ain't serious about their dreams. Shake them flies and mosquitoes off because you don't want neither one of them in your house. When you got one of them in your house, you know it's time to clean house. And that's. You probably need to clean up your life, too. You know what I'm saying? It's those closest to you, the one that bring you down the most. In some cases, not all. Some people don't have a firm foundation. You know what I mean? But that's what I wanted to talk about on, man, new weeks, new perspectives, man. And the people that you meet in your life either adds or takes away from you. And all I gotta say about that, man, just be ready for what you pray for. If I wasn't ready for when my program director asked me to do that jingle, man, I got the whole station riding on me on that. And not just that's the number one station in the LBK. And I did it, turned it in before the deadline. I just talked to him yesterday. I didn't think I was going to get it finished till Friday because I got stand-up comedy coming up. I got to do this pregame on Saturday. I got a lot of stuff that's coming up. But you know what? I'm just like, man, this is what I do. Let's go. The pressure's never on me. It's always on another man. You should go ahead and think that way, too. The pressure's never on you. It's always on somebody else. And with that being said, man, you know, the pressure was on the Ohio State Buckeyes. They beat OU last year. And Norman. Saying they fight song in Norman on the OU symbol. And fast forward to this year, my former coaches, Lincoln Riley used to coach me, Coach McRuff used to coach me, Coach Dennis Simmons used to coach me. They went down, they went up to Ohio State, and we claimed their victory. Baker Mayfield took the OU flag and put it in the middle of the Ohio State. He says apologize for it, but when you got that emotion coming up in you, man, when you want something as bad as that, man, and then you finally get that victory, you know what I mean? That's why it's good to have somebody in your corner to help you behave. It's like, hold on, we know you've been working hard for this. We know you've been working hard for this. So just chill. Take a deep breath, all right? Take a deep breath. So shout out to them OU Sooners and the Dallas Cowboys, man. They went out there and put it on the Giants. They won, what, 19-3 after that both games, after that first quarter, man. You know, I was kind of shaky on one, but this is like Ezekiel Elliott running up 100 yards and going out there and go slap another one. You know what I'm saying? That's why you got to have somebody in your corner to be like, nah, chill out. You know, I'm not saying Ezekiel slapped a woman. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? That's just if he, you know, whoop-de-whoop-whoop. But, man, that's just a whole nother topic, man. So shout out to them Cowboys. Shout out to them OU Sooners, and Texas Tech is going to go ahead and host Arizona State Sun Devils here in Lubbock, Texas. So we're going to see how that outcome is going to be. Last year, it was not a very good outcome. I believe the running back scored 7-8 touchdowns in one game against my boys, man. So we got the retaliation. Go ahead to go get it, man. Holler at me on my Snapchat, PDP05. You can catch me live at Jake's Back Room Saturday. Doors open up at 8. I got Family and Money performing at 9. Then I will be going on stage around 9:30 and closing the show. I got ASAP Cherry. Shout out to Tulsa Memorial, you know what I'm saying? TULSA. But hey, do what you love and love what you do. Life's about making your dreams come true. But you can always love what you do, but not where you do it at. You know what I mean? Hey, keep your freshness and goals and all that, man. Peace and love, and I'm out. Be the change that you want to see. It's pretty big. Uh-huh.